connected to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, yeah. Who's jamming it?
Yeah, yeah. Moonlight.
Hey.
This better have my money.
Y'all should know me well enough.
This better have my money.
Please don't call me on my
blood. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop New York After Show. I'm joined by my baby mama, Kanae Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
My wifey, Nicolette Sensei, don't play gal.
Hi, we ain't having baby fiasco.
Right, not after the placenta conversation. I'm not having no child with you.
Yeah, because I'm not going to eat it.
And Stefan, I am more Fire Wallace.
Haircut on fleek, y'all check me out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Stefan, put your headphones on.
Come, all right, I'm back.
Cut by some kid on 83rd and Crenshaw. I don't even know if that's actually a destination.
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounds right.
It does sound accurate.
Surprise, surprise. We started the episode out by Johnny Blaze singing, Counting on Her Talent. Because she ain't got no one else in the world. I'm upset.
She had to end on a good note because she was looking crazy this whole season, so.
I'm just like, why couldn't they have added her at the end? Like, I need Johnny Blaze to be a part of the Love and Hip Hop New York franchise.
I
thought about that, but it's because she's not going to return.
She's not, because
she returning.
She did everything she could this season. She brought it. Okay, bye, girl. You done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's I'd rather out. Have her than Diamond.
Hold out, thought out, you know, discussed out, you know, girl.
Diamond's
you done,
not right
yelled
either.
Out. Mm-hmm. You're done.
maybe Johnny's going to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, she probably. Or Atlanta. She got not. Enough booty for Atlanta. You know how they do in Atlanta. My mom said today, just on a cute side note, she said, hey, what's a thought?
Oh my god.
And I was rolling around on the floor like, you're so cute. And I never,
you do not
I never
want to know,
it.
Mom.
I don't need her to know anything about that world.
Well, Johnny can play the piano. So she had parents
she can play
or somebody
six
guiding
instruments.
Her. Yeah, you just don't wake up playing instruments. So she had some
Girl,
guidance.
Just go be in a band.
She lost her way.
And if she, like, focused harder, I feel like her voice was cute. It could get cuter.
Like, I could see her being, like, a background singer. Or, like, you know, in, like, someone's band, all-girl band. Like,
Mm-mm.
she could totally
Not
be, like...
Not an all-girl band. She wouldn't get along with nobody
though.
In the group.
I'm just saying, for high hopes, okay?
I mean...
And don't when people write music for others, they, like, sing how they feel like it should sound?
Yeah.
I think she could do that. She just don't have to be the artist.
I mean, I feel like we can move into a new generation. She's at the strip clubs working. You know what I mean? She could just be like, hey, Ray, can I sing on my set?
No.
She come out on the piano. She's like, Mr. President. All right.
I can see that.
Yandy and Mendeecees, they had their commitment ceremony. DJ Webstar. Shout out to DJ Webstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appearances.
I definitely got teary-eyed.
Oh, really?
Such a cute
DJ
moment.
No.
It's
cool.
It's
cool. I didn't even
I
know
love
he was.
DJ Webstar.
I was like, who's he?
Chicken Little Sue.
I mean, clearly, you can speak
so
for me. Had no idea.
Oh, really?
All right. No. Well, you guys are not from the East Coast.
I was in New York when that
Chicken
song came out.
Yeah,
he
had like, a bunch of Webstar was like,
the,
yeah.
I if I was doing yeah. that wretched
DJ
dance.
Mustard at the time.
That was DJ.
No, meaning like.
I was like, what?
He had a wave of like songs, and he was the producer.
Mm-hmm.
So you cried.
Yeah, I did cry.
What was the biggest like moment for you?
It was just like they
like,
were so happy, and
shit.
Just the little boy just be loving Yandy, and just be loving his whole family, like. Ah.
Yeah.
Just be loving everyone. And he just be getting me teary eyed. I'm like, oh,
she wrote
so
something
happy.
Super sweet too. Her,
yeah,
her
she
little,
did.
You know,
Harris, Miss
what
Harris,
do you call
you
that?
Go
that,
girl.
That's not a vow.
It was
but,
like her statement.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call, but she wrote.
So
it was
good.
Really nice.
It's called the thing. That
and
you
I'll
do
be
at the
doggone
wedding.
If Mendeecees didn't it's spit out little Mendeecees.
Mm.
They're identical.
Yeah,
they really are.
It's ridiculous.
Twinning. Chrissy and Chinx. Chinx brought his OJ gloves for this meeting. Oh, Chrissy geez, was dressed honey. Boss chick.
Oh, yeah, she was not playing. She was serving, honey. You better serve, bitch, and you better tell your man what it is, or your ex-man, okay?
You selfish!
Chrissy got that photo shoot done.
Chinx, you don't know Chinx! You don't know Chinx! I hate you!
Making promises! You know I wanted a baby with you!
And you never gonna get a divorce, Chinx. You ain't never gonna get a divorce.
And I can only imagine the shit that your wife go through. I can't even think about it.
God, Chinx, I can't. Oh, that was some English. Nope. I don't even know what that last one was.
note to all the women out there, if you're dating a man who says he's gonna divorce his wife and it's been going on for 2 years, he's probably not going to divorce his wife.
How about this? If you're dating a man who says he's probably going to divorce his wife, right then, leave him alone. Yeah. He's married. Right. He's still married.
Yeah. What's it? Don't open your legs to married men.
I mean, there is the thing that they can be separated because sometimes people don't want to do divorces, you know what I'm saying? Because it'd be expensive, you know what I'm saying?
No. Divorces ain't that expensive. Check what you got.
Depending on the situation.
Well, they do sometimes take a
lot. I don't know if they really have much going on.
I mean, he probably don't have enough. That's why he worried, because she gonna take all his money. He ain't gonna have no money.
The kids, they could be battling over the kids or something like that.
Chinx ain't battling over. Look at him. He's like, you ain't gonna be killing me anytime. You don't want to get a divorce out here.
Put me in no apartment that I don't want to tell me
what. Guys, they're only married for end of the year purposes.
Right. Okay.
It's cheaper on all of them. Taxes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with this situation, do we really think Chrissy gonna walk away from him?
Yes.
She done.
She ain't playing.
You was the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with.
Yo, even you doing Chrissy is like beating my eardrums up.
I felt her pain. Girl.
I just love Chrissy. But I love Chrissy and Chinx together. Like, that's the spinoff I'm looking for.
Oh. Totally.
I'm checking for that spinoff. Seriously. Bitch, put it on WeTV, VH1, God. Oxygen. Please. Fuck it. Put it on FX. I'll watch it.
I mean, I really would watch that, too.
As a matter of fact, Mr. World Premiere, like, if you just want to pick up Chrissy and Chinx, I fuck with it.
He is too hood for a spinoff.
Yeah.
He would just be the man. Hood-ish. But the main... What's person his name? Of the show would be Chrissy, obviously, but Chinx would just be like, they'd just be fighting all the time, like, Chinx, you not like this photo, like, you know, I Chrissy. Mean, but, you know, she ain't playing, because she back with her chihuahua, you know, so, you know it's looking a wrap. Weird.
The chihuahua. Okay. I think Chrissy could pick up something, though. She gonna be fine.
I think
fine.
She could.
She gonna be okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see the Chrissy spinoff, unless she goes on Mob Wives.
She would make a good Mob Wife,
I would love her. Yeah. They wouldn't even know what to
what
do.
What to do? They'd be like...
She would be like... The bitch looked like a fucking clown. But you know Renee's always up on Chrissy's motherfucking ass. Like, I'm not going to fucking deal with this bitch no more.
You're really good at the accents tonight.
I mean, I'm from New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Peter Guns vulturing this poor little kid in the studio. Like, you know, I'm loving hip-hop. And, you know, I had this really big hit back in the day. Your mom probably knows about it. Ask her.
No, I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you. Any excuse to play it again.
Did you hear that part?
I mean, I'm mad he...
Uptown,
like,
baby!
I'm mad he played a record that, like, was all about the Love & Hip Hop show. Like, something about getting Amina back and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, like...
What was the kid's name? Money Mike's or something?
Mark.
Money Mark.
Yeah.
And you know Peter just gave him that name right there. Oh, man, you smell like money. Kid probably got him like, you don't even know what that smell was, like.
His name was Jerron. His name was
Jerron. Money Mark. No, so I'm mad at how he just dismissed him, though, if you noticed. He asked him a question. He was like, yeah, so something. And Mark was like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I'm trying to. Okay.
She was like,
Tara came in and it was over.
Money Mark should have been running out of the studio. I'm not going to be in the studio with
Tara
Peter
walked
Guns,
in. He was like, yo, this Tara.
He was one of the boys from
nothing you got to offer, Peter.
He was one of the boys from the talk with the Mendeeces.
Yeah. In the park. The mentor program.
Side note, but it's still relevant. I was watching Wildin' Out and someone really made a joke about Corey Gunn's feet. Or Peter Gunn's feet. And I was like, oh my God, people really be checking for his feet. Like, they really disgusting. Be like, you know, like the smell and stuff like that. They was talking about how like smelly his feet be looking and
shit. I smell like dead skin cells.
Yeah, but they like really brought up his feet on the show. And I was like, I thought we were the only people. No, like, no, people really disgusting. Be feeling it.
It's a
known
phenomenon.
It.
It's
they should have a horror movie about his scene, okay?
So Tara shows up, and she asks a favor of Peter. Honey.
Girl, why?
Why? Like, you don't know other people. You could have went to Yandy, been like, hey, could I get Jim Jones or somebody, like, credible involved? Right, I mean, right. Hey, actually, what's DJ Mustard doing?
What's his name?
Webstar doing?
She's still holding on to him. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be together, so let's work together.
Well, when he was talking about the marriage thing, it was just kind of like, she was like, well, you know, you have to do what you want. Is that really what you want, Peter? Is that really what you want?
I just cannot believe she's really talking to him.
You know, she...
But in her one-on-ones, like, I'm done. I have moved on. Like, I'm over this.
But she knows that's how she get him.
For you to be checking for Peter Gunn.
The Pickens gotta be
slim. You know what? At least she's saying that, though. At least she's saying that and moving on. So go ahead, girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she's moving on. I think that's how she's going to dangle that carrot, and she's going to get him back. It's going to go around and around in circles.
But she's not being fully honest with herself, because at least Amina's saying, for now.
Yeah.
No, I really don't think Amina is done.
I think Amina's more done than Tara.
I think Amina is done. Tara is still checking for Peter Gunn. If she was with him for 10 years, I wouldn't even have let him get the digits. I'd be like, no, you're not getting my phone number. Like, you're not getting my number. You can't live with me.
He's like,
you
what?
Can't come over. He the type that'll try to move in first week.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm going to just stay here. It's so comfortable and cozy here. We had his little book bag full of clothes and dirty underwear over your house. Peter is that dude. Get out.
His ringtone is that Uptown Baby, so he can remind him
when his phone is turned on. But it's like from the 90s. It's like... So, all right, her first client is this group called EXO, and, you know, Peter's so good. I always believed in your music. Mm-hmm. I mean, this motherfucker's dick was
song.
Like...
He gets one
Powder Puff bitches up in this bitch. Peter was so excited when she was like, will you produce something for them? You know.
You saw his face? Anything for you.
I mean, you know. I'll get back in the studio for that.
Yeah, Jesse, calm down. Just calm down.
He's going to move back in. He's going to ask to move back in next week. Like, can I move back in, please?
Listen,
I have nowhere to stay. He has nowhere to live.
He won't say that, though.
He has nowhere to live, guys.
He'll say, I've been working so hard on your album, you know. I'm so tired.
I'm just so crash late. Over your place.
Anything for you, Tara.
He's going to be sleeping in his studio.
I was like, whoever's studio he was letting him use that studio, he should just pull up a little, like, arrow bag.
I mean, I'm sure he does. Like, at this point, I feel like
custodial
he lives
comes
in a studio.
Like,
Peter is sleeping out of a Care Bear sleeping bag.
I feel like, at least out of everything he's invested in, I'm sure he's invested in, like, a studio space that's his. I mean, I'd hope so.
He don't have no money for that!
Girl, I'm just saying, after all these years, it's probably the same studio after all these years.
Honey, no, he's going to record EXO's album off damn baby Corey's little...
Ding, ding, ding.
recorder on the fucking... It ain't even a cat. It's Play School.
Oh, Lord.
It's a Fisher-Price joint.
Fisher-Price. All right, so Peter meets up with his homeboy, Hussein, whose beard was painted, honey.
Yeah, he had the Beijing painted on extra thick.
The ditty. She brings up Oren and talks about, you know, that he's going to be Amina's manager. He's like, yo, you know, I tried calling you, but, like, you didn't pick up your phone. And so Peter's sitting over here acting like he's upset, but he knows he needs to pop the question because that's going to change everything.
He just needs somewhere to live. I'm telling you, all this is motivated by homelessness. Peter has nowhere to go. He has nowhere else to go, guys.
I love him making statements. He makes so many really bold statements that should be like what you would want to hear from a real man about his woman. He's like, you know, I'm not going to let him manage my wife.
He didn't say that.
But is she your wife?
Legally, yes.
Legally, yes. But does he even feel that way, you know? I'm not going to let him manage my wife. Like, he's taking...
No, he didn't want Amina until somebody else wants her.
Yeah. Of course.
And he said, what kind of man will let his wife work with her ex? You were living with Tara the whole time y'all were married, sir.
You were at Sandals.
You went on a vacation. While your wife was in labor, young man, sit down.
placenta everywhere.
He did say, well, you know, I'm just going to have to eat it, though. So,
well, my thing is...
I didn't know what he meant. Peter, what do you need to do?
I'm tired of carrying a sleeping bag around. Can I crash on your floor?
Can I eat it and get back into the house?
So he decides, he asks Mona if they could take a weekend getaway.
yes, Mona.
Amina decides to go on this romantic getaway.
Mm-hmm.
But she decides to go on the getaway because she thinks it's a good idea for them to go away so that she can break up with him.
That just means she wants to just go and be like, oh, and then do it. Like, I don't know. That's just like an excuse.
Well, sometimes
I get it. I mean, I get like where she's trying to go. And it's like, girl, I mean.
So you think she wanted to bone, but I mean, also she just, cut ties?
She just wanted.
It's a weekend getaway.
Sometimes a man won't listen. You got to let him take you somewhere. And then when you finally get there, you got to tell him he ain't getting no butt. But sometimes you just got to tell him you're not getting no butt.
You got to lift him up to drop him?
Yeah. Like, you're not getting no jaws. I'm sorry. I don't want to be with you anymore. Oren is my new dude.
Peter says, I need to man up. You know, I was a pig to you, but I love you. And, you know, I just realized that I don't need to walk out on another woman and child. Now, is this about Amina or is this about you? Because to me, what this sounds like is like, yo, this is the 32nd woman. Like, I have walked out on.
Right. Right.
I can't get to that 33.
Mm. I mean, he has like 12 children. So, yeah. I mean.
Six baby mamas.
He a late bloomer. Like, you just now know that you need to stick around? You're 47, Peter.
No, he said this before. Every time.
Yeah.
It's just a new... This is, I just he just rewinds the record and just bring it back. You know, play again.
Amina tells Peter about Oren. Peter calls him a snake, a clown. I just feel weird you working with your ex.
You were staying at
man
your
in the mirror.
Baby mama's house.
Like. I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
Peter
pulls this ring out of his pocket in the most unromantic wedding proposal.
Wait, it's in here. No, it's in here. Wait.
There was like dust particles on it, like, you know, the pocket dust.
He blows like. the cubic zirconia falls on.
Right. Don't take this in the shower, baby. This is it's the one you gotta take off before you bathe. But I promise
you can resize it if you just bend it like this.
Oh, I had to squish it back.
Amina says,
"Oh, you put the tape in the back.
I really
you
did
right.
that one time with my ring. I really put tape on and I wore it. I really like
it.
The
wasn't
ring.
Given to you by like your
Probably
husband.
Not, but I'm just saying that's not a cute look. Like, hey guys, the tape's like there. I don't know why I ever did that, but my style back in the day, honey.
Here you go, Nicole.
Thanks."
Amina says, no, not for now.
She said she's going to stand her ground. I'm feeling like Amina's getting there.
She ain't playing. She's like, I got me a beautiful daughter. My music about to pop. Bye.
And Dark Chocolate is back up in them jaws.
Honey.
What?
Yes, he is.
Dark Chocolate, honey. Can't go wrong with no
honey,
dark chocolate.
Call him Coffee May.
She been messing with them light skins, breaking her heart.
In my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Honey, she got some folks.
Everybody, Amina Days breaks her heart.
I got it with Kruger.
Everybody. Amina just be getting dogged out. Some women just be getting dogged out. Amina looked like one of those women. She's a cute little mommy. She didn't have no baby weight. She was pushing a little stroller, a little boots on. She looks cute. But she be getting dogged out.
Yeah.
Guys, right. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, she's not the sharpest pencil in the box, so you can't help it. You like, you almost feel like this was really cool initially. Now, looking at some other.
I mean,
girls
I feel like
studio.
She just really ain't trying to jump in no beds with nobody. Like, I feel like she really just trying to focus
stop.
On her music.
Stop. It.
No, I agree with that. I don't think Amina out here.
She ain't out here thought.
I say she out here, but. Oren is her ex.
I bet she was thawing
that's
before.
Safe, that's
getting
comfortable.
Okay, Oren has probably Oren's definitely licked the poon on. Like, come on.
No, he's getting the draws.
Yeah.
Because when think about it, she hadn't completely bounced back from Peter. So on those nights when she's like, I just don't understand why this is my life. And then she nestled up in it. He's getting the draws.
I mean, girl, I ain't mad at you.
How could he do that to me?
I
would never do that to you.
Exactly.
He playing those keynotes on her side.
Some right hand layup.
Playing chopstick.
Easy. Easy.
But then you're really sitting there fucking her with Panky on fucking the back on her
oh,
back.
Please. Oh my god, I can't. I just can't. I can't.
Oh,
Panky, Mrs. Panky. What? Peter Pankey.
That's Peter's last name.
Peter's last name.
And she has Panky a tattoo Panky. On her side.
His name is Panky.
Yeah, it's like Mrs. Panky is tattooed.
Right under the cashew.
She gonna have to change it to Hanky Panky.
And look like a complete idiot.
She could put Corey above it, and it could be Corey Panky. Which, isn't it like a...
That's his son.
Wait, isn't it a tramp stamp, though?
No, it's like here or here.
No, right here is the piano.
No, I think it's like right here. It's like behind her hip or by her
By our kidneys?
Somewhere ridiculous.
It's real sexy.
I love your kidney tattoo.
Oh, thank you. That would hurt.
I wanted to cover my appendix. Go. Princess Paris. Shout out to Princess Paris for getting Kid Capri.
Yeah.
Kid Capri.
That was serious. And it was actually a cute song. I bobbed my head, shrugged my shoulders.
Yeah, Princess was in there.
I could hear her from like the bars.
Someone's mixtape somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lost in translation. Rich shows up. Paris was like, well, look who want to show up. I paid for the studio. I got Kid Capri. I did all the... I feel Paris, though.
Yep. I mean, because Rich is like, what are you saying? You are making no sense. If you wanted to work with her, you would have at least shown her something that you could have done. Like, you're over here talking in circles. Like, you don't know what you're doing.
If we do this, I need to know you're in it. Bitch, she's here. She
I need to know if you're in it, sir.
You met me at the studio. If we do what you're talking about.
And by in it, you mean pussy?
Right.
Yeah. Do you mean pussy? Because you only work with the people you fucking.
Okay. Yeah.
She was right.
You don't even work with Diamond.
She's
and
like,
you see Diamond more than you see me.
No, she was right. He deserved it. Rich, stop with the games, Rich.
Right.
Rich,
like, stop, Rich, man. What are you talking about? Like, that's another artist I lost. Oh, well. Yeah, because I ain't doing shit. Okay.
Right. Where was her little blinged out watch?
She didn't watch
she
or nothing. Rich is used to running like this mind game at all these chicks. Like, I don't even, does he even sign male artists?
No, I don't think so.
Right. He don't even sign male artists.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
So Paris
he
just
really
happens
a con.
To be,
he's a
Paris
con
happens to use her brain. You know?
He's a con artist just to get pussy. And like, given these contracts, like, all right, if you're not giving up the pussy, I'm not going to do anything for
you.
Right,
you only get a Timex.
He sell that hope.
Except for Sin, you know, but they've been through some shit.
So. Yeah, he was like, I at least owe this bitch.
Right. All the shit I put her through.
Princess, Rich, they're talking. But then they started talking in third person, and it got really kind of awkward. Mm. Like, well, you know, Rich don't work with people. Dollars don't work with people. Well, Paris don't feel like.
Just pull the plug,
just
girl.
Just cut the chase, yeah, girl. Just
finally.
She said, I feel like we should part ways. Nice not working with you.
Yeah, because it did not work nothing out. Like, Paris was doing her thing, so salute to you, girl.
Like, Sin got a song.
Right. Right. Damn, right. Sin.
She did. That's true.
Damn.
That's true.
Sorry. He played you.
All right, Diamond and Daryl Strawberry.
Dun-dun-dun-dun, we've been waiting on you, Mr. Strawberry. Reverend. They're
talking about Cisco, and he said, well, first of all, why did you reach out to me? And she said... Well, Mona said if I wanted to be on the show.
I had to get you on for at least one episode.
Do you think you can get your dad? Do you think you can you think
okay, you can stay another 3 hours.
Okay. Did he call you back?
Dad,
did he call
dad, you have definitely. To be on this. You have to be on this, Dad. Please, please. But girl, I don't want to be on No Love and Hip Hop. Please,
now.
I'm going to get kicked off if you don't.
But low-key, Daryl probably would have showed up every episode. Like, Daryl still got a little hood rat in him.
He probably would have been on every week. Preaches of
Orlando.
That would be real cute.
She could, that would be great for her. Then she could be on the Preacher's Daughter. Mm-hmm. Find a new show for her.
Right.
Diamond says she wants to support herself and my Lisa. Well, if you want to do that, you should probably be around your daughter.
So that's a start. At the end, you know.
Yeah. Well, she brings her around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you should probably get a job. I don't know if that's...
I was just
going
to say, how is she planning to do this on her own? And New York is expensive.
Mm-hmm. That's expensive.
You better take that help from Dad.
For she's clearly like, taking that help from Dad.
But low-key, Dad said, it's time. Like, the thing I'm going to talk to you about when the cameras go off is... This is it.
He's saying that just because he's going to take care of his baby. He's just saying that because it make him look like a more responsible parent. So he says, look, I'm not going to say you're stupid, but you do stupid stuff. No, Daryl, my father would have been like, Jesse, you're fucking retarded.
You can't
what
say
are
that
you
to
doing?
A girl, though.
What?
They'll crush him.
Yeah, you can't,
daddy
as
issues.
A father, to say.
She's 26 years old.
If they that hurts.
Daddy issues.
Yeah, no, you can't say that
she
to your dad.
Girl.
daddy issues go the way into your 40s.
You got to say, no, as they a man, do, you have to do. Finesse it differently.
To I've heard your dad look at you and be like, are you stupid?
Okay, he said, are you stupid? Or he'll be like, you're a hot mess. Or like, Nicolette, I can't with you.
Like, okay, but that's why I feel like he needed to say to his daughter, like, girl, you look crazy. Like, I love you. You're my daughter, but you're looking crazy.
Yeah.
Your daughter's halfway across the country.
Well, it just depends how your relationship is with your father. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Me and my father be really letting each other have it, okay?
And we don't know how they are. Or how often they see them.
They probably don't talk all the time, you know? Like, no. It's different if you talk to your father all the time. You guys can say those things because you won't get butthurt about it. You know what I mean?
Because also, if you think about it, if he wasn't really there in her life, she's that probably ain't even a conversation for her to be around my Lisa.
Yeah,
so, that's sad. I don't know. You know, just never know.
Plus, how many? We don't even know how many kids Mr. Strawberry has.
True. Right.
I mean, and I'm just, sure he has more than one.
Yeah, because she has a sister and that has another jewel, like Sapphire or something.
Really?
So at least like one. There's more children.
Teddy Riley situation.
He has more. Probably. Yeah.
Diamond and Cisco. Diamond goes to meet up with Cisco and asks him, what did I do wrong? Now, I just want to acknowledge some positives here.
Yeah.
There was one positive. I really thought Diamond was going to go crazy at one point in this conversation.
Sure.
And she kept her cool.
She did a big
baby steps. Because I thought when he said that they were living together, I was like, oh, Cisco.
Well, Diamond and Cisco, that's the facts. She did good. She did good.
I mean, but she took that deep breath, honey.
She can't lose her mind if the dude's talking about, you came to make amends. Make amends.
And he was having sex with you in the car. You need to be mad about that.
No, she's not.
She more mad about him living with old girl than you are getting banged out in the back of a Honda.
She gets banged out in the back of Olive Garden. Like,
sure, it was.
She'd be here.
What's pizza at the go if she was in?
I'm done.
No matter what happens in a relationship, which this is really wild, no matter how bad it gets.
Grand Express bathrooms.
Like, you would really find a Blockbuster and be like,
all again.
Sorry.
No matter what happens in a relationship, a guy can do all kinds of stuff, right? And a girl can get mad at him, but eventually she will always ask herself, what did I do wrong?
Nah, I don't be asking myself that. You ask yourself that until you get about 27, 28, and after that,
I'll be like, maybe it's my attitude, but then I'm like, nah, they made me have an attitude. Like, no, F that. You like, ain't nothing wrong with me.
All girls ask, what did I do wrong?
When you're young, but when you're older, you're not like,
I would never be in a position to be like, what did I do wrong? Oh, hell to know. Those are insecure girls, okay?
Well, you say, what did I do wrong to drive him away, to make him cheat?
No.
Was I not enough?
Okay, I'll take it back. You say what I do wrong with an actual amazing guy. With a Cisco, you ain't asking shit. I'm not asking you nothing.
But she's...
You're not asking me anything. Right.
We really know what it is.
Like, this is not a stand-up situation.
I would totally ask Idris Elba what I did wrong. Right. I'd be like, Idris, please, just tell me. Tell me what I did wrong, and I can change. But with Cisco...
But listen now, in Diamond's delusion, she feels like that's the type of dude that's the type of relationship she's in.
No, sure. She just wanted to... She wanted to know what is it that you really wanted out of the situation?
Girl, I think it was a legit question. Is rewind and watch this whole season, and then grow that
and throw up.
Check.
Have a little doggy bag to throw up in, just looking at yourself.
He said, "I didn't love you. I had love for you, but I wasn't in love with you." And then he says that he was living with his ex while they were together. And then Diamond says, look, I don't want bad blood. And that's only because at the reunion, he's going to find out that Rich fucked her in a bathroom. And, like, what is that going to even look like? Like, your ex-girl fucking your best friend in a bathroom. Like, first of all, like, and you can't even look at it on some unclassy shit because you fucking her in a car, but...
The thing is, he's going to find out when they talk about Rich Dollars because you know they're going to put a whole clip together, like, seeing him popping the bathroom with Johnny and then popping the bathroom with Diamond, like... Ew!
I feel worse for her dad. Because you were at the table with your dad talking about, Dad, I need to make better choices. And Daryl watched you get knocked down on national TV in the bathroom.
By Rich Dollars Unlimited.
It's the bathroom. It don't matter
who
it is.
He literally has an unlimited penis. It's nasty as fuck.
It's the bathroom.
Limited. Bite size.
At the restaurant.
Unlimited, which means he will go for any type of pussy.
At the Chipotle.
She at the Pinkberry bathroom. Pinkberry just trying to get a yogurt. He's trying to give them yogurt.
Excuse me. I've actually seen that. I've walked in on
at the Pinkberry?
At Pinkberry.
At a gas station.
Wait, what? That is terrible.
Driving to Vegas, we pulled over. Everybody's like, oh, I gotta pee, you know. And you jump out. I ran in, and the door was unlocked.
They're getting it in.
I would rather have sex in. Just out in the open.
And I was like, oh.
Instead of having sex in a gym.
Yeah, like, I've seen a heroin needle in a gas station bathroom before. Like, I would not be fucking over that.
Huh? You should
I'm more
be.
Afraid of that.
Right.
Like, imagine sitting your ass down. You just sitting there getting fucked up and all that, and you just heroin right
now.
Oh,
my God.
And
you're like, what?
Imagine.
Oh, my God. That's so scary.
That's where it would be.
That's so intense.
This couple ran out, though. They ran out the bathroom.
But all
they? Yeah. Well, no, they were, like, fixing their clothes and stuff. And they ran to
were
their
they
car.
An attractive couple?
I don't even use the bathrooms. The gas station.
Because, you know,
the girl was sloppy.
Bathrooms and gas
stations.
She was a nothing. She was a nothing.
But my thing is, who fucks an airplane?
I've never.
That's not.
Okay, because no, that's impossible. That. Okay.
No, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
People do it. It's like a club.
Totally. Okay, that club is for the own airplane. There's no way. I've really thought about it when I'm in an airplane. I'm like, there's no way.
Everyone can hear. Whoever that back row all, is. Like, Rich Dolls and Diamond going to be up there like.
The stewardess are going to see you walking to the bathroom together and they're going to be like, and mind you, that airplane.
And we all doing this when you come out.
Walk of shame.
Like,
because you gotta walk down that aisle. We all like that.
You're gonna have sex in a bathroom in an airplane. It's so damn small. It's just like.
There's nothing cute about it.
I don't even
that.
Use the
there's
blankets
nothing
on
cute
there. I'm not
going to
get nothing in.
And I'm not buying no headphones.
You're not buying no headphones.
Those headphones don't even have, like, cushions on them. It's like, here you go, like.
Right to your ear, your bare ear.
Like, I'd rather just.
They probably got condoms on the plane, too, though. You know what I mean?
You know, flight attendants get it in, though.
Really?
Not on the plane.
In the hotels, okay?
I mean, you know what, though? I always thought about it. Chrissy need to be a flight attendant because she could pimp out bitches in different countries, in different states, countries.
Oh, yeah. To Dubai this weekend. Okay. And a girl
you start out on the little podunk cities, like going to Milwaukee and New Boys.
Chesapeake.
You don't go to the nice places first. Yeah, you go to Chesapeake or Newport News, Virginia.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why they be letting the pilot knock them down. They be like,
ain't
nobody else in this city. You want to do something?
So, from one girl to the next, Cisco says, you know, the one love of my life is the real mother of my babies, Tasha. And so he goes to Tasha, see Tasha, and Tasha's swoop is looking like a rake.
She had the Aaliyah.
It looked like the jail cell from Chicago.
Like, I mean, I was just like holding my breath the whole time because I'm like, oh, I just really want that thing to move. And I was like holding my breath, and then all of a sudden when she went, I was like, oh, her forehead is free, girl. Your forehead is free.
It was just like, chilling, though.
Honey, like, I was like waiting for her to just take that breath so it could just.
Caught in the tarantula was under there because when she cried, she just lifted that one lash like. Like, girl, you didn't even touch your tear.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Poor Tasha.
She said, you can't make this right. I'm not clearing your conscience. What do you want? You want blood? And I was like, oh, wait, is this going to turn into a suicide thing?
Yeah, I was like, he looks like a...
No, really, I'm really...
He looks like
I'm really serious. Like, who says that?
Himself.
You want blood? Like...
That's like in a movie.
He would cut himself.
He would look like he would cut himself.
Would cut
if
himself,
you cut yourself, was like, look... I'd be like,
oh, totally, like, he would do that. Totally, looking like Uncle Fester when he put the suit on in Adam's Family Part 2. I was like, why you look like Uncle Fester?
No, can we talk about he really, like, had no skin stash, and then in that other one, he really looked like he painted with a permanent marker. It was two-tone.
It was. He heard us.
It was a fade. He had a fade on the mustache.
He's been using that Crest toothpaste, and it bleached out his stash.
I cannot.
So he says, what do you want? You want blood? She says, you don't get to run shit no more. And then she throws a glass.
She turns up.
He threw a can. He didn't know what to do with that can. He was like,
I'm throwing something. I gotta do something. Flip the couch.
And but he flipped it very calmly. He was just kind of like, just turned it.
I didn't realize how big he was until they stood up against each other. I'm like, oh shit, girl, you can't do shit to him, girl. Yeah, girl. Okay.
They were like, Cisco, your producers were nervous. Break anything.
They
in
were.
This house.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
like,
you're not gonna do anything crazy outside, right?
Like, what is he gonna do?
Was he gonna rip his sweater off?
Keep her mic on. Where was he in Atlanta? He wasn't doing anything in Atlanta.
No,
he was gonna go outside and get some fresh air. He was gonna go get a nice
smoke a Marlboro
and go back inside. He wasn't doing nothing.
But even when she hit him, she refrained. She kind of held back a little bit because
she was like,
no.
Oh, but they could roll over into Atlanta if he, because she gonna take him back.
No, I mean, she got turned up, I could see them being something on Atlanta. Imagine him versus Scrappy on some shit.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Well, Scrappy's but their relationship ain't good enough.
No, because we don't care.
Strong enough, yeah.
They won't be. Neither of them will be back next
week. She was the third option. Yeah. He's like, after all this time, I realized who I really love after the first two girls said that they didn't want anything else to do with me. I knew I loved you.
I cannot.
I knew, because you were, that was, so I looked through my list, and there was no other names on there.
Poor Tasha.
So please take me back.
I realize I'm never going to get a pretty girl.
That's no. But I will say this: he was right when he told her, "Don't use my kids as a pawn." That I will agree with, because you can't. Yes, you're mad at him, and yes, he dogs you out. You picked him. You decided to have a baby with him, but you can't use a man's kids against him. You can't. That's not right.
Big butts, and I cannot lie. However, if the situation is you telling me that, you know, you're going to show up to pick up Billy and Mandy and you making them wait and not showing up and you doing things that pisses her off, too.
But they haven't talked nothing about that.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
She has never said, yeah. You have never been there for the kids. It's always, you have never been there for me, okay?
But if he ain't there for her,
is he there for the kids?
I mean, you got to give him a chance.
They're not even in the same city.
He didn't look like... Yeah, you know, that's my thing. If you were really about your kids, you'd be in the same city as your kids.
Right. Because you could
he's a producer.
But she moved away from him.
Okay.
So it's like his life is there. She moved away from him to get his attention.
His hostel is there. He has property there.
I don't even care. I don't even care. This is exhausting. They got to figure it out.
So, Prince, let's go. So we did we get the reunion next week. So we did a roundabout of everybody other than Johnny. But Princess P, she won't lose.
Go ahead, girl. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Mm-hmm.
Diamond was taking Instagram pics with My Lisa.
Poor My Lisa.
She's cute.
She is so cute. I was like, okay, nice.
I love how everybody gets a photo shoot. That's so cool.
They all were like, that's going to be my last scene. I want to have a photo shoot.
So people think I'm doing something.
Yeah.
This is me, a new woman.
Like, Chrissy's just posing with her dog, like, oh, it's going to be cute for our frames inside the house. Like,
Chrissy was like, I'm going to do another booty mag where it was for, like, fucking paws and claws.
I was just so mad at her outfit.
Another booty mag. I don't want to see Chrissy.
I was like, girl, we already seen the Jean and Boots. Like, right. You could have switched up the outfit. Like, I know you was feeling yourself, but you could have changed it.
Good for her self-esteem.
Cisco's bettering himself.
Well,
good for you.
That's
what he
him.
Said.
That's with his kids, it's cool.
Rich's 79 gold is a hit. Can't lose with Sin. And then he's still creeping around girls. Like, he just looked like the creepy old grandma, like, uncle who's like...
Oh my gosh, like, I mean, he's artist. So creepy.
What? You sing? You sing? Yeah, girl. Oh,
you know, I'm a producer. Like, you seen that show, Love and Hip Hop?
If he ever walked into a room Stevie that I'm at, I would be so scared. Like, I would feel all his energy just weirding me the heck out. Like, if he ever walked into a room and he was in the same room as me, I'd be like...
Well, he's dating, what's her name? I'm so lying. He's out here. Is he out here? Moniece? Isn't that what they
said? Are they still dating?
That's what people... He's so,
oh, by the way, for everyone who got upset last week because we care about Cisco's feelings, he dated Jennifer Williams from Basketball Wives, apparently.
Oh, they had a date. Oh my gosh, I remember she'd be like, you know, me and Cisco.
But did you have you seen Eric
was
Williams,
it a date?
Though?
Yeah.
Have you seen Jennifer? Eric Williams?
Have you seen his mouthpiece?
Anybody is in a way from Eric Williams.
His grill piece is like, the worst. Eric,
did y'all remember
I don't watch
Eric
any of the Basketball Wives.
I do.
He had the lump on his head.
How can you forget Eric Williams, girl?
Yeah.
You know, I don't be watching that show ever.
Not even when Eric Williams was on?
Girl, no.
Oh, my God.
And he talk like he's... All that.
No, he used to drag girls on Twitter.
Oh,
he's
really?
Dragging chicks.
Eric Williams, right?
He's ugly. Awful. No doubt. But he talks. His mouth game?
He literally talks.
You smack. Think he killing these guys?
He act like it.
Yes, he does.
Have you seen Eric Williams?
No, I'm not.
Wait till we get out of here.
I'm going to pull up on my phone. So, Sin, she was apparently with Randy.
Who?
That's that dude, right? Randy? That was his name?
I really couldn't, girl.
More power to her.
Well, girl, he should have stayed behind the scenes, okay?
Yeah, he, you know, but sorry, more power to her.
Let Sin have her moment. Right, Erica's girl. Got a wedding dress off on.
I just could not. And then off. I could not.
You're right.
Smile.
It's immediately off.
She's trying to be the best mother and wife.
Oh, girl, go ahead. All right.
Right. Like, if that's going to work, are you really about to put us up
here, Williams. Well, I'm going to have it waiting in queue when we get out of here so you can see it.
Hey, how many? Never mind.
Yeah.
Tara is strong and independent, and she's raising men, not boys.
Good for her. Peter, look at me, Peter. I can accomplish something. You should be back with us. We make a good team.
I'll raise you too.
Because I've been doing it for the last 13 years. I'm the only one who's had an income in 13 years.
She better not get back with Peter.
She gonna get back with Peter for sure.
But she, yeah. I just hope she doesn't.
For sure.
That's
show.
Such a waste.
Yeah.
Nice young Peter's man. His priority is being the best father.
And the girls are like, bye. They dropped off the kids. They're like, bye.
At Color Me Mine, like, have fun. We'll be back in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Because we know you one track minded, okay?
Right. And Mona's not picking up the tab on this, so meet us on the back. The production panel. Thank you guys. All right, so then we get Yandy. She gave birth to Skylar.
That was just so intense.
I just wasn't ready for, like, Yandy.
They didn't show the whole thing.
No, but Yandy's face was just like...
We get that it was a beautiful moment, but it could have been the beautiful moment after she was born, and they were just like,
Skylar.
She was like, Omarion, and that heifer got a fucking pool in their bedroom.
They did get a whole moment. They got a whole damn 10 minutes of birthing. Right.
They were like, Skylar gonna be
seen. It looked a lot more pretty.
I like seeing Mendeecees. He was
right with the hug me.
Yeah, it was like,
kiss my contractions.
Not for the in that bath water, and they got in that uterus water.
Like, ooh, wait, now I'm thinking about it. How did they get that dirty ass pool up the bedroom?
I don't know.
I don't know. Either.
Get a bucket and throw water in the tub.
Why are you even thinking about that?
Because you know there's a stain left from that.
Goodbye.
All I know is, again, rude. What about Johnny Blaze? Next week, we get the reunion, and it looks like the reunion going to be Johnny Blaze versus Diamond again.
Because Erica isn't there.
Erica wasn't there?
She was like in an outside room. She didn't want to be
on
stage
with Erica's like, I'm too good for them now.
Do you know who my husband is?
Okay.
Shad Moss. A.K.A. Bow Wow.
You know, I'm
A.K.A. You know, I'm Erica Moss. All right. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
One more thing. I bet you Erica's going to come out with a book that's like how you can be a thought and turn into a wife.
Thought to wife.
You can follow me at Since I Don't Play.
Shout out to my mama, and maybe she can read that book and find out what a thought is.
Mom. Hey, Mom.
A wife's past thought.
She's like, what's a thought?
Until like, next week. Same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.